We'll talk about food deserts, including tips for coping with them, next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You've likely heard the term food desert. Sarah Mohammed is a registered dietitian in Chicago who was acquainted with food deserts when she interned at Mississippi State University Extension.
Food deserts can exist in both rural and urban areas. We see the rural areas being more of concern due to smaller population size and lack of major industry in those areas, where the revenue is not as strong compared to like a larger metropolitan area.
Mohammed says many extension programs offer advice on how to navigate food deserts.
For those who have difficulty purchasing enough groceries to prepare nutritious meals on a tight budget, being able to have the education to sit and plan a successful shopping trip but not take up too much time will be beneficial for the future and also become second nature.
Mohammed says food deserts pose not just an economic problem, but a nutrition problem as well. And she says extension can help with that.
For example, informing someone that they can purchase frozen vegetables and steam them as compared to boiling or frying them to retain their nutritional value is the type of advice that's easy to understand. It saves money compared to buying fresh and requires little effort.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.